So I want to share with you what I said, Shabbos Parshas Va'era. We find in Parshas Va'era that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe and Aharon that when Paroi asks you for a sign, you should take the staff and throw it down in front of Paroi and it will turn into a snake. Now in Parshas Shemois, when Moshe says to Hashem, "Mehin lo yaminu li," meaning when Hashem told Moshe to go to Bnei Yisrael and to let them know that he's going to take them out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "They won't believe me." So Hashem said to Moshe, "Take the staff and throw it down in front of Bnei Yisrael, and it will turn into a snake." So there is something very special about the sign of the staff turning into a snake, but it's very essential to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you know there are multitudes of signs that Hashem could have shown Bnei Yisrael, and yet or Paroi, and now yet He chose specifically to show this sign to Bnei Yisrael and to Paroi to throw the staff down and turn it into a snake. So we need to understand what is the significance of this sign. We find the concept of das, knowledge, mentioned many times throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yadatem, the pasuk says, and you will know that I am Hashem. Many times, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell Paroi, that the whole purpose of the Makkos is in order that he should know that there is Hashem, that we should know. And indeed, it's known from the Arizal that when we came out of Golos, when we came out of Mitzrayim, the Das came out of Golos. Knowledge came out of Golos. We need to understand what that means. What is Das? What kind of Das came out of Golos? Which, that seems to be the whole Tachlis, the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that we should come to a level of Das. What is this level of Das? So, I think we could understand on a very simple manner. If we look at throughout the generations, Klal Yisrael has gone through tremendous hardships, exiles, persecutions, inquisitions, holocausts, pogroms. Yet, Klal Yisrael is, Baruch Hashem, alive and well. And what has kept us, the only thing that really kept us and sustained us throughout all of these difficulties and hardships, was Emuna Pshuta. Simple Emuna. A simple Emuna that every child knows that there is Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam controls every prat and prat, every nuance of creation, and every nuance of our lives. Everything in our individual lives is controlled by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. But there's one more point that needs to be included in this Emunah Pshuta. This simple Emunah that every Yid needs to have. And that is the Emunah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves me, and he wants my mitzvahs. He wants me to serve him. No matter where I'm holding spiritually, no matter how far I have drifted, no matter how low I have fallen, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves me like a parent who loves a child, and he wants me to serve him. This is the simple emuna that every yid needs to have, and that is the emuna that has sustained us throughout the generations. The problem of with the reason why we see that, unfortunately, in our generation there are so many of the youth that fall away from Yiddishkeit. There are so many young people that are going off the derech. It's because that there's a terrible Yetzahara out there, and once people stumble and they follow their Yetzahara and they commit averus, they have a feeling of worthlessness, that they feel that their avodah, that their service of Hashem is no longer desired, it's no longer wanted. They're lacking this last point of emunah, the emunah pshuta that every yid needs to have, that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves me, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants my service, no matter how far I have drifted. I was once visiting Eretz Yisrael, and I went into the Yaakov Meir Shachter. And I asked him, what is an important message for me to give over to my kehillah? And Yaakov Meir said that the most important message we need to give over to our kehillah is that there's nothing wrong with having a Yetzahara. It's perfectly normal to have a Yetzahara. And that if a person commits an Avera, a person can do tshuva. And the Ribbono Shel Olam still loves him. We find that when did Hashem say, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, when did the Ribbono Shel Olam say, Kal Yisrael, my firstborn child? He said it when we were in Mitzrayim, when we were in Mem Tes Shari Tumi, we were in the 49th level of Tumah. We had fallen as low as it's possible for a person to fall. And that is when Hashem said, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is my firstborn child. Hashem loves us no matter how low we fall, no matter how far we have drifted. And that is included in the emuna pshuta of every yid, simple emuna. And I believe that this is what the pasuk says. There's a pasuk in Kehelas. The pasuk says, Kim also as the Adam Yosha, Hashem created man straightforward. And they have sought out many calculations. Meaning, straightforward emuna. The Kim Hashem gave us, created us, Yashar, with straightforward emuna. Without any calculations. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world. He's our Father. He loves us no matter. And nothing can disturb that love. Nothing can change that love. And he wants my service. That is as straightforward as you can get. But man has sought out many calculations. No, it can't be that he loves me. It can't be that he wants my service because I've done this avera, I've done that avera. I'm a terrible person. It can't be that he wants my service. I might as well just drop everything. Stop making calculations. I created you yashar, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. I created you straight. Straightforward. Stop making calculations. The Ribbono Shel Olam says he's our Father when we're a Mem Tes Shari Tumah and he wants our service. that Rabbeinu Shalom made us, created us straightforward. You know, some of those calculations that we make on our own is that, you know, since Parnassah is not going well for me, and since Shalom Bayis is not going well for me, and since I can't find the Shidduch, and since whatever a person might be going through in life, we need to make calculations. So we have to make, we decide, it must be that Hashem doesn't care about me. It must be that He no longer wants me. Stop making calculations, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I created you yashar, straightforward. There's emuna pshuta, this straightforward, simple emuna that should never change no matter what a person's situations is, spiritually, financially, physically. Nothing, it shouldn't ever change. Emuna pshuta, simple, straightforward emuna. Hashem created the world, Hashem controls the world, Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem wants me to serve Him, and Hashem loves me. That never changes. That's the type of emunah pshuta is called tmimus. Tmimus means simplicity. As the pasuk says, tumas yeshorim tanchem. It's the simplicity of the straightforward people that leads them. Somebody who's yashar, somebody who's straightforward, the kim also so adam yashar, someone who follows that yashrus, that straightforwardness, that's tmimus. And it's only when a person has that tmimus, that simplicity, that straightforwardness, only then can a person strengthen themselves in difficult times, whether it's physically difficult or financially difficult or spiritually difficult. It doesn't make a difference. That emunah pshuta never changes. Now, the word nachash, which means snake, and the word choshen, which we know is the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore, share the same letters. The only difference is that choshen has a nun pshuta. It has a straight nun. The nun at the end of a word is a straight nun. The nachash, where the nun is in the beginning of the word, has a nun kfufa, has a bent nun. I'd like to suggest that Choshen, which represents, the Choshen was the Choshen Mishpat. It was Choytech. It was the when Klal Yisrael needed clarity, they went to the Choshen. It showed them Yashrus. It showed them straightforwardness of what the Ratan Hashem is. The Nachash represents crookedness. It represents the cheshbonos rabim. It represents all the calculations, the crooked calculations that people make. That Hashem doesn't want my service. Things aren't going well for me. He must not care for me. I've done such terrible things. It can't be that He wants my service. That's the nachash. So, When Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe, go and tell Bnei Yisrael that the time has come, I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim. When Moshe said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hein lo yaminu li, they won't believe me. When Moshe was saying to Hashem, they won't believe me that they're worthy of redemption. They have made such cheshbonos rabim, they had made such calculations already, that since it's going so difficult for them physically, they're in slavery and affliction, and since they have done such terrible things that they have fallen to the 49th level of Tumah, they have already concluded with so many different calculations that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't care about them anymore. And now I'm going to come and tell them that Hashem cares for them. Bini b'chayri Yisrael, I'm going to tell them, Klal Yisrael is my firstborn child. and that Hashem is going to take them out of Mitzrayim and lift them on the wings of eagles, they're not going to believe me. To which the Rabbi Nishlam said to Moshe, take the staff that you have in your hand. That staff is it's a nun pshuta. It's a straightforward, a straight stick. Represents the nun pshuta, represents emuna pshuta. That simple emuna, straightforward emuna. Elikim also sa'odam yashar. The tumas yisharim tanchem, the tamimus, straightforwardness. And show them what happens when the person loosens their grip on their amunah and they allow it to fall. That choshen, that clarity, that straightforwardness, that nun pshuta turns into a nun kfufa, turns into a bent nun and becomes a nachash. But that wasn't the sign. That's not what Hashem wanted to show them. What Hashem mainly wanted to show them was when he told Moshe, now grab back onto it. Grab onto it again. And when Moshe grabbed onto it again, it turned back into a staff. Show B'nai Yisrael that it's never too late. That even after the Heim Bikshu Cheshbon Esrav, even after they've made so many different calculations, and they've transformed the choshen into a nachash, show them that they can always turn the nachash back into a choshen. They can always turn the nun kfufa back into a nun pshuta. They can always decide and resolve to live their lives with a nun pshuta. That's what you should show them. And indeed, the pasuk says, "Vayamein ha'am." The nation believed, and Chazal tell us they were only liberated from Mitzrayim b'schus ha'amuna. It's only because they had that amuna pshuta. They decided right then and there to desert all of their calculations, all of their cheshbonos rabim, and to grab onto the amuna pshuta without any calculations, just. I know that the Rebbeinu Shlalem exists, and I know that He loves me, and I know that He wants my service. It doesn't matter. All the calculations of the Nachash don't matter. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlalem said to Moshe and to Aharon to show this to Parai as well. Because Parai represents the klipa of Mitzrayim, the tumah of Mitzrayim, that tries to lead us to believe that we should have all of these different calculations. Oh, you're so tumah, you're so far from the Rebbeinu Shlalem. He definitely wouldn't even want your service anymore. So Hashem said to Moshe and Aharon, show this sign to Parai as well. Show Parai that a Yid can always grab onto the Nachash and decide to make it into a Matah. But Parai didn't understand. When they threw the staff down and it turned into a snake, Parai thought that that was the sign they were making. Turning a staff into a snake. So Parai said, anybody can do that. You know, all my sorcerers can do that. And he was right. Anybody can turn a staff into a snake. Anybody can take the Kim Osas Adam Yashar and Mehim Bikshu Cheshbon Esrabim. Anybody can start making calculations and destroy their Emuna Pshuta. That's what Parai accomplished. All the years that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, he transformed their Emunah Pshuta into a Nachash. That's exactly what he did. So Parai didn't understand what Moshe and Aharon were showing him. Until Vayivla Mate Aharon Es Matoisam, But it says that the staff of Aharon swallowed all the other staffs. It wasn't the snake of Aharon that swallowed their snakes. It was the staff of Aharon. What proved Klal Yisrael's hope, Klal Yisrael's future, was that after it turned back into a staff that was able to conquer all of the staffs of Mitzrayim. That's what Das is. Das is Ato Horeso Lo Das. The Pasuk says, I have shown you Lo Das, that you should know Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Malvado. Hashem is God, there is nothing besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. Das is Emuna Pshuta. That's what Das is about. That's what the Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. It's all about Das. And as long as there's Cheshbonis Rabim, as long as a person is busy making calculations that destroy the Amuna Pshuta, that change the Nun Pshuta into a Nun Kefufa, then the Das is in Golus. And the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that the Das should come out of Golus, to transform the Nochash into a Mata. So the Hashem should help us that in the zchus of emuna pshuta, of each and every one of us having simple emuna without any calculations, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us and wants our service. We should be zeiche to be liberated from the gullus that we're in, kimeitzeischem eretz Mitzrayim, just like we were taken out of gullus Mitzrayim, the zchus of our emuna. So also we should be zeichet to come out of this galus and the schus of emuna. Umala ha'oretz deyas Hashem, the entire earth will be filled with the das of the Ribbono Shel Olam, emuna pshuta. Bevias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehira b'yameinu amen.